There's a great machloket between Harambam and the Shulchan Aruch in the proper text for the Birkat Irusin. That would be the beracha, the first beracha that we make at our weddings. Before the Hatan gives the ring or the coin to his wife-to-be, we make a special beracha. Harambam's text of that beracha was, Asher kedeshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu v'hivdilanu min ha'arayot. The Rambam's lashon was, Hivdilanu, God, you commanded us to separate ourselves from arayot. The word arayot, according to Rambam, has an implication of unions that are forbidden. Therefore, there's a commandment. Asher kedeshanu b'mitzvotav v'hivdilanu. You told us to abstain or to desist or keep away from forbidden relations. However, Maran in Shulchan Aruch, in Ibn Ezer, in Siman Lamed Dalid, Halakha Aleph, writes the text of the Berakha Shel Kedeshanu B'Mitzvotav V'Sivanu Al Arayot, that you commanded us on the Arayot. So comes the Hatam Sofer in Ora Hayim Nun Dalid, and he asks, how could you make a beracha v'tzivanu al arayot? As if it's a saying that what, you commanded us on the arayot, you commanded us to keep away from the arayot. But from the lashon of Maran itself, v'tzivanu al arayot, you commanded us to commit arayot. So he brings the ra'ayah, the Hatam Sofer, from a very important Gemara in Yoma. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Melachim. The pasuk is referring to the kerubim, the cherubs that were on top of the Aron in the Kodesh Kodashim. And the pasuk says, Kema'ar ish veloyot. So the Gemara says, what is this lashon, Kema'ar ish? So the Gemara quotes on Amud Sheni, Ke'ish ham'ure belevaya shelo. That the kerubim were hugging each other and embracing each other like a person hugs his accompaniment, meaning like a person hugging his wife. And the lashon of the pasuk is what? Kim'arat, arat, min lashon arayot. So you see, the word arayot can also be used between a husband and a wife. So therefore, Maran's text is justifiable. Asher kedeshanu b'mitzvah v'sivanu al arayot. You commanded us on the relationships of embracing who? A husband to a wife. The same exact language that was used regarding the kerubim. But the question can be asked as well. We know that the kerubim were a barometer of the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for Bnei Yisrael. When the relationship was good, it says the kerubim were hugging each other. The cherubs were an image of, let's say, a boy and a girl. When the relationship was strained, they were separated from each other. On the day that our enemies came into the Hekal to destroy the Beit HaMikdash, ironically, we would expect the kerubim to be separated from each other. But on that day, the Gemara says, not only were they close to each other, but they were embracing each other, as if it was the highest level of ahava. And the question is, on the day of the destruction, seemingly it should be the opposite. So we once heard an explanation based on halakha that says, Hayav Adam nifkod et ishto kodem seto laderech. The halakha says that if a person is going away on a business trip, of course if his wife is tehora, the halakha says he has a mitzvah to be with his wife before he goes on the trip. And therefore, borei olam, kevyachol, who's bonded with Klal Yisrael, we were now about to go on a journey that's close to 2,000 years long. And therefore, before Borei Olam was kicking us out from his house, before Borei Olam was sending us into Galut, he fulfilled the halakha, Hayav Adam Nefkod et Ishto Kodem Seto LaDerech. And therefore that Kiruvim hugging each other was almost as if it was a goodbye kiss. It was like a so long until we come back. And therefore, like we say, Imanuhi Besara, that even though Borei Olam put us into Galut, he's with us as we see the affection that he showed with us on that day before he sent us out.